Once again, we give God the glory, we give God the adoration, we give God the praise. It's my singular honor tonight to join you wherever that you are. The Lord has sent me to give you this particular message. But before I proceed, let us pray. Father, we give God the glory, we give you the praise. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus that let the heavens be open. We pray that let the minds of your people be open right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare by divine authority in the name above every other name, that in the name of Jesus, let the power from high be released right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Abba Father, for allowing us to gather under your feet in the mighty name of Jesus. The title of today's sermon, I have titled it, The Basis of Your Confidence. I have done it confidence. The basis of your confidence. I have done it confidence. And the Collins Dictionary defines confidence as means full trust, belief in the powers and trustworthiness or reliability of a person or a thing. You can turn the Bible with me to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 26. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 26. The Bible says, "For the Lord shall by thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken." Is that he shall keep thy foot from being taken? I take it again. Is that for the Lord shall be thy confidence? The Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. What stands to reason that we are living in the dispensation and the era whereby the Lord has to be your confidence. If God is your confidence, there is nothing that can take you down. So the Bible said, Isaac, for the Lord shall be your confidence, and nothing can take your foot down. I pray and I declare over whoever that is watching me that this particular year, the Lord shall be your confidence in the mighty name of Jesus. Child of God, you also got to understand that confidence comes from discipline. Confidence, it comes from discipline. Either self-discipline or parental discipline. And training. So two things that actually better confidence. It is discipline and training. If you have no confidence in self, you are twice defeated in the race of life. If you don't have any confidence at all in your life, you have been defeated. You have been defeated from the very first day that you were born. You were being defeated. But I pray in the name of our brother that this year you shall never be defeated in the mighty name of Jesus. You shall never be defeated in the name of Jesus. There are five types of confidence, as I said earlier on, and we are dealing with the fourth one. The first one was the covenanted confidence. The second one is unwarranted confidence. The third one is the based on confidence. The fourth one is, I have already done it confidence. I have already done it confidence. And that is what we're going to deal with today. With confidence, I need you to understand that you have won before you have started. Because of confidence, you have won before you have started. I pray and I declare that those who need confidence, let it be released upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember that we are dealing with, I have already done it confidence. I have already done it confidence. What is I have already done confidence simply means? This is God speaking to the human race through the platform of encouragement, hope, and motivation that he has already done it with Christ Jesus on the cross. So this is God speaking that, I, God, have sat on my throne, and through Christ Jesus, I've already done it. And this particular thing comes out with confidence. Those who need confidence, I, the Lord, has walked the faith. And after I have walked the faith, I have taught you how to receive from the faith. So I've made sure that you have everything that you are looking for. You have everything that you are looking for. Because I, the Lord, I have done it. I, the Lord, I have done it. It is your right and privilege as a citizen of heaven to walk and run and manifest in this kind of confidence. You got to manifest in this kind of confidence. Quickly turn the Bible with me to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10. The Bible says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee." It says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God." He said, "I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee." Daily attire. He said, "Yea, I will uphold thee." There is a difference between being lifted up at Wasafra Hasitaya. There is a difference between being lifted up in the spirit and being upheld in the realm of the spirit. The Lord is listening to me right now, whoever is watching me, that this particular season, this particular time, in that affliction that you are in now, in that circumstance that you are going through now, in that part of, whatever that you are going through now, the affliction, the pain, the resentment, whatever that you are going through, whether it is economic meltdown, whether it is, bankruptcy, whatever that you are going through right now, the Lord says, as you minister to you right now, this time, He will not lift you up, but He will uphold you. He said, "I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." He said, "Because you have righteousness, and you have walked before me very perfectly, I, the Lord, I will uphold you in my right hand of what? Righteousness." That is an encouragement. I came to encourage you at this particular hour that whatever that the Lord has said, so shall it be. So shall it be. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Have confidence in everything. No matter what it is that you are doing, know that you can do it better than anyone. Because God has already done it. That is the master key that I'm giving to you today. Concerning the basis of your confidence. What is the basis of your confidence? That you can challenge a man of God whilst he's praying online. Or he's preaching online. What is the basis of your confidence? What is the basis of your confidence? What is the basis of your confidence? Who gave you that platform? Who gave you that ancient platitude? Who gave you that hope? Who fortified you? Who motivated you for you to stand in defiance against the word of the Lord? He said, "I have already done it. Confidence. This is the basis of our confidence in Christ Jesus." I pray and I declare over whoever that is watching me right now, that let the power of God hit you by surprise. And receive this particular confidence in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Under the "I have already done it" confidence, there are certain aspects of your life that this particular confidence got to be addressed. So I'm going to address certain aspects of your life, certain areas of your life, certain places of your life, certain things within and without, outside of your life, that the "I have already done" confidence go to address. To address something means that there is imbalance, it is void, it is empty, and God Himself is giving you wisdom about your ears, He's giving you inspiration, He's giving you anointing, He's giving you empowerment for you to address that particular issue. But I pray and I declare that after this particular message, your whatever issue that has not been addressed will be addressed in your life right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. So the first instance in the area that "I have already done it" confidence can address is protection. It's protection. You're going to turn the Bible with me to Psalm 27, verse 1 to 3. Psalm 27, verse 1 to 3. My heart is overjoyed. He said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." He said, "Whom shall I fear?" This is the gentleman David speaking to a group of people when they came before him in his kingdom and was sitting upon his throne. And I mean, the Spirit of God was moving here and there, and angels were coming in and there, and a mighty man of valor was going out, and they were having some training at the training court and all that. And he said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" He asked him. He said, "Whom shall I fear?" And David began to say some things. So that is what the other day I said to you, that I am under the Davidic covenant. I am under the Davidic covenant. Adili hatayakasaya prahasis. Illa la tayatahasan. He said, "Whom shall I fear?" He said, "The Lord is strength." He said, "The Lord is the strength of my life." He said, "The Lord, He is the strength of my life." For instance, what is the strength of this particular watch? The strength of this particular watch is the battery that is within the watch. What is the strength of the phone that you are using right now? The strength of the phone that you are using right now is the battery that has been placed or inbuilt the phone that you are using now. So when I say that the Lord is the strength of my life, what stands to reason that when I detach myself from the Lord, I can never survive? It's like taking a fish out of the water and perceiving and thinking that particular fish will survive. No. It's either you are connected to a divine God. For instance, you are connected to a marine kingdom. I mean, you are connected to the underworld kingdom, or you are connected to, I mean, the principality kingdom, or you are connected to certain kingdoms, maybe the dwarf kingdom, probably, I mean, the demonic priesthood, kingdom. You should be connected to something that will source or give you that particular world, that particular life. But I am telling you, Reverend E. Ashman is telling you, that me and my household, the Lord, Adala Tayagabasia, as he said, "The Lord is my strength. He is the strength of my life." I pray and I declare that after this particular message, I have done in confidence. You understand that indeed, the Lord is the strength of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. He said, "Whom shall I be afraid?" The first thing he said, that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And he said, "The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid?" There is a difference between being afraid and being walking in fear. There is a vast difference between them. There is one I call fear, and there is one I call afraid. I pray that may the Lord give you that wisdom. May you catch this revelation. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the verses to the Bible says that, it said, "When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell." Why? Because I have already done a confidence of giving me protection. So I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to be afraid. I got to be bold. In the verses in the Bible says that, "Though an host should encamp against me," is that "my heart shall not fear." Then my heart shall not fear. So though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. So in the presence of war, in the midst of war, in the midst of the chaos, in the midst of the destruction, in the midst of the attack, that is where I have my confidence. Because I have already done it, confidence has been released unto me. Remember, we are dealing with the five types of confidence. And we are on the "I have already done it" confidence. And we are dealing with what this particular confidence got to address in your life. And the first one was protection. We are moving on to the second one, that is delay and denial. But I need to make this particular declaration that I am who I am. I am who I am. Not who you think I am. I am who I am. Not who you think I am. Not who you want me to be. I am me. I am me. I need to make that declaration in the mighty name of Jesus. We are dealing with five things that I have already done it. Confidence will address your life. The second one is delay and denial. Delay and denial. Quickly turn the Bible with me to Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. It said, "I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. What stands for me is that I get to a point whereby you have been crumpled, you have been crushed, you have been distorted. But when Christ strengthens you, we can do all things. It is not who you are that holds you back. It is who you think you are not. It is not who you are that holds you back in life. It is not who you are that holds you back in your marriage, that holds you back in your traveling, that holds you back in your healing, that holds you back in your deliverance, that holds you back in a financial breakthrough, that holds you back in a job that you are looking for, that holds you back in the anointing that you are seeking. But it is who you think you are not, because God has already done it. And whatever that you are seeking for, it has been embedded in the womb of time. But you got to pull it from the womb of time for it to manifest in the realm of the natural. In the name of Jesus. You are dealing with a third one, that is deliverance. Deliverance. People are about waiting me to send Psalm 20 verse 7. Psalm 20 verse 7. I always say, some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will remember the name of our God, our daily pattern. Who and who? Myself and my family. We shall remember the name of our God, because we are not putting ourselves, our trust in chariots. What are chariots? I mean, these are means of transportation that makes life very easier. It could be financial breakthrough. It could be a job opportunity that a big man in government can give it to you. As a lady, they have to sleep with you, have sex with you, because it's a means of transportation that will make life very easier for you. So in the book of Psalms, he said, Psalm 20 verse 7, he said, some trust in chariots, and some in horses. He said, but we will remember the name of our Lord, our God. What stands to reason that when the name of the Lord, your God, is at the back of your mind or at the back of your ears, when you are doing something that is contradictory to the word of the Lord, you will change your mind. I pray and I declare in this particular month of emergence, I see things shifting around. I see you constantly remembering the name of your God in the mighty name of Jesus. What is the basis of your confidence? We're still dealing with, you got to walk in the I have already done it confidence, because deliverance is one of the benefits as a citizen of heaven. Heaven is an authority to perform, contain, release, and deliver the arms of captivity. There is no need to go to another kingdom for your deliverance. So the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5, he said, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. So the sufficiency of the house of Asaria Sulemi is of God. The sufficiency of the house of Paul was of God. The sufficiency of the church of Christ Jesus is of God. I pray and I declare by divine authority, in the name above every other name, I see the atmosphere being changed. I hear the sound of abundance coming down. I hear the sounds of chariots. I see the feet of angels. I see sword. I see blades. In the mighty name of Jesus, I sense oil, fresh oil, being dripping upon people right now as they watch this particular episode and this particular video. In the mighty name of Jesus, hey, I speak prophetically over life. Never be discouraged. Never be afraid. Don't be afraid. Be bold as a lion this particular year. For the Lord has given you that I have already done it confidence. In the name of Jesus. We are moving on to the fourth thing, that I have already done the confidence. Who will address your life? The fourth one is divine helper. Divine helper. We will return the Bible with me to Hebrews chapter 13 verse 6. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 6. The Bible says, is that so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And I will not fear what man shall do unto me. What stands to reason that when you are in life and you lack help, when you are in life and you lack certain things, or you lack the support, aid, there is a sure possibility that the enemy will cast fear upon you. There is a sure possibility that the enemy or the devil and his covenant, I mean, certain witchcraft, those who are in the witchcraft, will cast fear upon you. Why? because you lack help. But I pray and I declare that let the door of hell be open to you, and let your divine helper step down in the mighty name of Jesus. Because those who understand that the borrower is a servant to the lender. Anytime a citizen of heaven needs help, needs some help or aid, he or she does not go to another kingdom. That is the kingdom of the Marianites, or the principality kingdom, or other kingdoms, any associated kingdoms, or the queen of the coast, a kingdom. You just don't have to go there for any help. You just don't have to go there for any help. Or aid and become a slave to that kingdom. Other than that, you shall be a slave to that kingdom. And the fifth thing that I have already done it, confidence will address in your life this particular year is financial prosperity. Financial prosperity. Will you turn the Bible with me to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17? 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. The Bible says, it said, charge them that are rich in this world. He said, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches. I take it again. Nor trust in uncertain riches. They should first not be high-minded, and second, trust in uncertain riches, but in the living of God. In the living of God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Financial prosperity belongs to God, and it's only through God that any citizen of heaven can enjoy prosperity. But I need you to know this particular thing. Write it down as I speak to you. I need you to write this particular thing that is a note. It's very, very essential in your work with God, according to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. There is a difference between certain riches and uncertain riches. Certain riches or uncertain riches. Uncertain riches should not be the basis of your confidence. What are uncertain riches? You sitting behind your laptop as a fraud boy, and it began to code and call certain people, and take their credit cards and then begin to fraud with their credit cards. I mean, call a white woman, call a white lady, whoever that is, fraud from the bank and all that. That is fraud. That is uncertain riches. When you buy a car, when you buy a home, when you buy whatever that you want to buy with this particular riches, it is called uncertain riches because it is uncertain. When something is uncertain, it stands to reason that it is something is hanging in balancing. What is hanging in balance? Something that has no basis. It has no grounds. It has no foundation because it will one day fall. That is uncertain riches. A lady who is having a good time with somebody who is married, a married man. You are a lady, you are having sex with a married man in exchange for cash. These are uncertain riches. You can buy homes, you can buy plane tickets and go to Dubai and go to wherever that you want, go to the United States, another country that you want. But when you derive that money and those riches from it, that is uncertain riches because it has no balance and it's void. It is hanging in balance. A young man who is working at the bank, who is, taking money from people's bank accounts, stealing from them. A young man who's working in a certain company and working with these people, whilst you are stealing from them, when you make money out of it, open your own businesses, open your own company, build houses, buy certain companies. These are uncertain riches. The blessing of the Lord is not upon these uncertain riches because it has no foundation and it has no basis. A young gentleman who is working in a government corporate institution, and all that you are thinking about is just stealing money here and there. These are what I call uncertain riches. The Lord will never bless you. That particular money will fade away one day. But what is certain riches? Certain riches is when you start from the scratch with your fingers, with your ten fingers, and your feet. You begin to dig. You begin to plant. You begin to water. You begin to nurse. You begin to prune. And it will germinate. And as it germinates, you stop the foundation and you place a hedge around the foundation. You place a hedge around whatever that you are building, and that thing will blossom. This is what I call certain riches. and the Lord will rain the latter rain and the early rain upon this particular riches. This is what I call riches, certain riches. It has been balanced. It is no void. It has established. It has been paired in the foundation. I mean, the soil has accepted it. The land has accepted it. The community has accepted it. And God himself has accepted it. Because you started it from scratch. Everybody saw you when you started it. You were in the mud. You were in the rain. You were weeping. You were going through affliction. You were going through pain. And the Lord has, opened the heavens. And the blessings are coming. These are what I call certain riches. Certain riches. I pray for any young man that is watching me right now. Whoever that needs certain riches. That I see it coming. I see it coming. I see it coming. I see it coming. I see it coming in the name of Jesus. I see it coming in the mighty name of Jesus. I see it coming. I see it coming. I see it coming. Certain riches are coming. Certain riches are coming. Certain riches are coming. Do not dwell upon certain riches. Because I see the genuine and the certain riches coming in the name of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, we have studied the Lord under the feet of Christ. And the message is very pleasant to our souls. But I'd like to end here. My name is Reverend Ebenezer Asari Asume. And I'm the lead pastor of Purple Fire Online Ministry. Have a lovely day.